you. What a amazing morning already so far. As a creative, mornings like this fill my heart because these kind of themes are, even though I'm a communicator and I speak, I'm fully aware of the inadequacy of words in some situations. And so music has a way of conveying things so much better. So Michelle, thank you for those beautiful songs this morning. I loved both of them. I loved the idea of listening to the trees. You know that I'm a tree hugger. Do we have any other tree huggers out there? Anybody hugged a tree this week? I have been spending some time with trees, and if you have been looking outside, you may notice that the trees are getting ready for something different, a new season. It's that time of year, isn't it? Today is, it's intentional that we're talking about balance. Today is the autumnal equinox. You could call it the fall equinox, but autumnal is so much fun to say, right? Go tell somebody today is the autumnal equinox. Today, the equinox comes from the Latin equi, equal, nox, meaning night, equal day and night. So today is a very unique time in our year. It's a calendar day that we choose to commemorate. Now, for some, we don't even pay attention to these kind of seasonal, cosmological dates like this, but it's an important time to pause and ask what kind of balance we need in our own lives, because nature is trying to balance itself. Nature is trying to adjust to this flow. You see, today, for those of you who are OCD types, you will especially like today, because today, also, in addition to equal sun on both hemispheres, today the sun rises in the east and sets due west. So it's like a season, a day of symmetrical perfection. This balancing where we're on the cusp between a season ending, a new season beginning. The equinox signals changes for animals. How many of you read the book for the book club this past month, The Bicycling with Butterflies? I'm about halfway through that. Loving that book so much. We are in a rental right now for the winter that's on Lake Michigan, and we've had the privilege of just watching dozens and dozens of monarchs migrating south along the Lake Michigan shoreline on calmer days. It's beautiful every time you see that, especially now when you're keeping in mind the tremendous journey, the multi-generational journey. How wild is that? That the grandchildren of these monarch butterflies that leave these enclosures in Mexico and travel north, that they know how to flow with the times and the seasons. It's wild. The autumnal equinox marks a moment in time when day and night are in perfect symmetry, perfect balance, and the sunlight is shared equally between the two hemispheres. In the scriptures, in Ecclesiastes, we're familiar with this passage that tells us that there is a time and a season to everything. Ecclesiastes 3 says, for everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, time to mourn, and a time to dance. We were talking a little bit in pre-talk this morning, and Beth alluded to it in her meditation as well, that we as a society feel a sense of imbalance. It feels like things are out of whack. Clearly, they're out of whack on our planet. Our planet is suffering the results of human pride and arrogance that thinks that we can exist on this planet without affecting it, that we are somehow separate from this planet instead of a part of the whole. This value that we're talking about a lot during this series out of our values is the value of well-being. And that value says that we promote wholeness and wellness of mind, body, and spirit, recognizing our self-responsibility, our interrelatedness, and our interconnectedness. Times like this on equinox dates in our calendar are times that invite us to observe and recognize the flow and the balance of this planet that we inhabit. And nature invites us to bring our own lives into balance. Not forever, because our lives are constantly in a state of flux. We're constantly adjusting. Beth mentioned, and we talked about as well beforehand, the phenomenal work-life balance that so many of us have tried to achieve in our working careers. It's always attainable if you listen to the right speakers and read the right book, but it never seems to actually work out in real life. I'm always struggling with this work and life balance, because the reality is that my life affects my work and my work affects my life, and you cannot somehow bring them into perfect balance as if it were a teeter-totter. It's always adjusting, always changing. And more often than not, we probably recognize balance, or we're probably tuned into balance most when our lives are out of balance. That's how we notice that. We notice in our physical bodies. Anybody have, or has anybody ever had like an inner ear infection or stuff? Lisa's had a few times there, you know, where you have that inner ear thing and your sense of balance and equilibrium is off, and it just messes with your whole world. And just like that, I think in our own lives, we're probably most aware of balance when we're out of balance. I have at times and seasons in my own life recognized my own propensity to pour myself into the work and the things that I do as a way of like alleviating some external stress that I'm feeling. I find myself thinking about how I can be more productive, to not just simply eat breakfast for the sake of eating breakfast, but can I be listening to a podcast right now and knock out two birds with one stone? Better yet, can I listen to a podcast, eat my breakfast, and have my phone out in front of me and maybe respond to an email or two? Now I'm three birds with one stone. You know how this goes, right? We feel like we're on this race to accomplish something, but we don't know what we're running for or from. We're just going, spinning on that hamster wheel. It's about balance. Achieving that balance. It's a great quote from St. Luke's Gospel. This is Luke Skywalker, by the way, not the other one. It says, "The force is not a power you have. It's not about lifting rocks. It's the energy between all things, a tension and a balance that binds the universe together." You should know by now that if I'm going to quote Luke, that's probably more likely as Luke Skywalker. The balance to the force that those of us who grew up with Star Wars remember, right? There's this idea that life is about flow. In the Star Wars parlance, it's the force. The force flows through everything. And sure, we can use that language if we want, if that helps. But we could just as easily talk about it in the spirit of nature and in the way that our world flows and functions. Because we are not separate from this planet. We come from the earth. We'll return to the earth. Our lives are inextricably bound to this rock spinning around the sun in space. And if you want to talk about balance, let's just take a minute here and leave the Star Wars universe and return to our own and get a little bit geeky for a second and think about just how crazy it is, the balance that we exist in on this little blue ball spinning in space. Because you see, in the vastness of space, balance is not merely an abstract principle, but it's a fundamental building block that governs the movement of planets, the birth of stars, and the dance of galaxies. Without it, our world would not exist as we know it. You know that just a tilt of a degree or two makes all the difference in an inhabitable planet. The distance from the sun, all of the variables that go into making this planet so incredibly unique. We're looking for life out there somewhere, and I think that's awesome and fascinating, but can we appreciate how amazing it is that we have life here? That life emerged from the unique balance of all of these things that came together. The precise distance of the Earth from the sun, the gravitational pull of the moon regulating the tides, the fine-tuned chemical reactions that sustain life, they all exist in this delicate equilibrium, this beautiful orchestrated dance. Life in all of its complexity thrives in this narrow margin between these two extremes. Too much heat and life burns away, and too little and everything freezes. Let's do something for just one quick second here. For those of you who are able, let's work on our balance for 1 second. Can you just all stand up? Okay, good. Well done, well done. And sit down. Good. Bravo, congratulations. You all did excellent on your balance. Especially considering that right now, those of you who are still, you can sit down now. Thank you. We have some overachievers in the crowd. Look at how long I can balance. It's wild that you're balancing, considering that right now we're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. Okay? This planet spinning 1,000 miles an hour, and not just spinning, but spinning while traveling through space at 67,000 miles per hour around the sun. 1,000 miles an hour. 67,000 miles an hour around the sun, locked in this cosmic dance from 4.5 billion years. That's wild. But that's not all. We're spinning 1,000 miles an hour, 67,000 miles an hour around the sun. But our entire solar system is moving, is traveling through our galaxy, the Milky Way, at 490,000 miles per hour relative to background radiation left over from the Big Bang. So all of you, give yourself a big pat on the back for your balance just now. It's pretty darn impressive that you can balance on a ball spinning 1,000 miles an hour, traveling 67,000 miles around the sun, while our entire solar system is traveling at 490,000 miles per hour through our Milky Way. I'll try to link up to a video that shows this. If you've ever seen this animated, there's a great YouTube video that shows kind of the path of the rotation of the sun, or of the Earth around the sun and all that. And so you can see these lines and these weird concentric circles, this path, this dance. And when you see it drawn out, mapped out, it really does look like dance moves. Anybody who's ever studied dance, you see kind of like, you know, the lines and the angles as you go. Our Earth is in this beautifully orchestrated dance with our sun, with our moon, within our solar system, within the galaxy at large. So it really is pretty phenomenal that we can mark on a moment like this today, this moment of perfect symmetry, of balance, this cusp where our planet is perfectly aligned to our sun. From outside in space, nobody would know what we're marking. But we know. We're aligned in this moment, and our seasons begin to change. Animals begin to migrate. Things begin to happen. Another word for this idea of balance when we're talking about science is this word homeostasis, this unique balance that we see achieved in so many species and in so many plants in this world. Each organism adjusts to the fluctuations of its environment in very unique ways to achieve this homeostasis, this balance. The river otter glides through these frigid waters, but has such a unique coat of fur that it's able to insulate its body perfectly. Plants and trees maintain their own water balance using these special things on the undersides of their leaves called stoma. And if you've ever looked at a magnification of a stoma, it's so cute because it looks like a tiny little mouth, a little microscopic mouth, and it with lips and everything. It looks like these little mouth, and these stoma on the underside of these leaves open and close and open and close. When it's hot and it needs to breathe and release water, it exhales and breathes out. And these trees and these plants that we see outside have a whole rhythm that we can't even see because we're moving too fast through life to even notice it. Or we're too big and our eyes are too big to even see down at that scale. Take the kangaroo rat that lives on the other end of the extreme of the river otter. Lives in 100-plus degree climates in these places where water is so scarce that it developed the ability to live in a homeostasis in an environment that should have chased out every form of life. And here's the kangaroo rat. It makes this unique form of a highly concentrated urine. It gets its water from the seeds that it eats in such microscopic amounts. This balance, we see this throughout nature. We see this throughout our planet. This interplay of forces, the temperature, moisture, light, reminds us that homeostasis, it's an ongoing conversation, a dynamic equilibrium that sustains life in all of its diverse forms. From the most microscopic organism on our planet to the animals, the migratory patterns, the monarchs traveling by the millions, migratory birds, leaves falling, all in this unique dance. Because balance is not a static state. It's an ongoing process of adjustment. When we're talking about how can we achieve balance in life, I can no more tell you how you can achieve than somebody could write a book and tell all of us. There are some guiding principles, but for each and every one of us, just like the organisms and the plants that have to adapt to their environments, we get the opportunity to adapt to the ever-changing rhythm of this world. And just like days like today, we are invited along with nature to commemorate changing seasons, to move from times of work into times of rest, to move into different seasons of our life, perhaps moving from a season of joy and happiness into a season of sadness, season of loss. For everything, there's a season. It's another trip around the sun. And this ongoing dance as we seek to try to find balance. Because you see, balance happens over time. It takes time. In Bicycling with Butterflies, Sarah Dykeman talked about the native milkweed plants and the process of trying to plants more milkweed because even in this dance, this balance within the nature kingdom, we see that monarchs and the milkweed are themselves linked to one another. But the part that I found interesting when I was listening to the audiobook is her talking about the unique aspects of the native milkweed plants in the various states and how adapted they are to their environments. Whereas people trying to plant other more fragrant or beautiful milkweeds or others that may not have naturally occurred in that environment are having to use pesticides and other things like that. Adaptation takes time. Evolution takes time. Balance takes time. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. And for anybody who's done yoga, I can tell you that your balance is going to change from week to week, from day to day, from minute to minute. I've done poses and thought that I have come so far in my yoga journey. As I've held a perfectly balanced tree pose, and I'm looking around the class out of the corner of my eye and seeing people struggling, falling all over, and feeling like, oh, I finally am getting this. Only to the next time show up, and it's just like I've started as a complete beginner. I'm just all over the place and falling. And that's life, though, and that's balance, too, because adaptation and balance takes time. Rumi says it this way. He says, life is a balance between holding and letting go. It's the dichotomies that we hold together. It's recognizing that when we give birth, we're also in the process of sending them out and away from us. And that the best way to love someone is to release them and allow them to be themselves rather than clinging and holding so tightly. Life is a balance between holding and letting go. I mentioned yoga, and the principle of balance, physical balance, is an important part of yoga. Anybody who's ever been a part of it, there's a number of poses that you work on with various types of balance that you're doing. And it's a wonderful process. It's a wonderful thing to practice. And I'm grateful that I have some instructors who always offer the disclaimer to be kind to yourself and to be patient with yourself. Because for anybody who likes to try to do things right, like me, I'm struggling on those days when I can't get my balance. Keep in mind, you could not have more two more different people when it comes to the approach to yoga than Lisa and I. My wife will show up, and she will try to get as far from the front and over off to the side and work her way over there. And, like, I've always been a teacher's pet, and so, like, I'm front and center, and I'm, like, trying to learn this. And afterwards, you know, are there any more books I can read? But balance is not something that you can just manufacture. As I said, it takes time, and it changes constantly. And all we can do is to be kind and to be patient with ourselves as we seek to continue to find that balance in life. One of the forefathers of yoga, especially in a lot of the schools that have been taught, BKS Iyengar, he says this way, in whatever position one is in, and keep in mind, he's talking about both physical balance, but it's as it's related to our life as a whole, because yoga as a practice is not just simply about holding this beautiful pose on a beach so you can get this great Instagram shot and have everybody compliment your pose and your dexterity. That's not it. It's recognizing that we get to do things with our body that embody how we want to live in this world. Practices of bowing the head to the heart, and especially balance. To hold that delicate balance and be patient with ourselves. In whatever position one is in, Iyengar says, or in whatever condition of life one is placed, one must find balance. Balance is a state of the present, the here and the now. If you balance in the present, you are living in eternity. It's a big statement, but it's one that bears contemplation. As Michelle comes up and she's going to wrap us up with another couple of songs, I'm going to encourage us as we go throughout our days today to just simply be present with this idea of balance. On this autumnal equinox, specifically in about another 5 minutes would be the exact precise moment, 9:50 or 10:50, okay? So in about 10 minutes, we'll be, anybody who wants to be like right on the money, perfectly, perfectly balanced. But it's not that point of balance, is it? It's recognizing what that balance brings in and what it ushers. It's making the constant adjustments. It's recognizing that life is a flow and life is a dance, and we get to participate in it. And especially in a world that is so tremendously out of balance, we get the opportunity to embody that. As Ram Dass said, it's not enough to simply complain how out of balance the world is if we are not trying to embody balance in our own lives. We get to embody and bring this into the world with our actions. So may your lives, may your worlds find during this moment of equinox a state of balance, and may you mindfully be in this moment. As BKS Iyengar says, if you find balance, you are in the moment. You are living in eternity. We celebrate this day, this balance in our lives, and we choose to commemorate in our world with mindful actions. Thank you for sharing this planet, this time with me. Namaste.